Welcome back to the iHeartRadio Network, where my goal is to change it to the iHeartRadio True Crime Network. And by doing that, we can have all kinds of fun guests on, like my next guest. This is Jared. Jared is part of a new, I guess it would be a discovery, if you will. And I'm not a vacuum cleaner salesman. Okay, I believe in vacuums. I'm not a good vacuumer, but I do believe in them. However, this particular vacuum is not like any other vacuum you've seen. It is called the MVAC, and it's all about DNA collection. Jared, welcome to True Crime Radio. My name is Tricia, and thank you for taking the time out to talk with us today.
Oh, Tricia, thanks for having me on. It's an honor.
Well, thank you. Okay, MVAC, the letter M-V-A-C. What is it?
Well, it's a, think of a medical grade version of the upholstery attachment to a carpet cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
So it literally sprays a sterile solution down onto a surface and vacuums it up. Now, in terms of DNA collection, if you're looking for touch DNA that somebody has left from putting their hand down onto a surface, or has someone grabs your sleeve, or other kinds of bodily fluids, the MVAC is amazingly efficient at collecting that up and collecting it, especially off of porous surfaces like fabrics, carpets, even rocks or rough surfaces, cement, those kind of things.
Let's talk about touch DNA, because that's one of my sore points with the JonBenet Ramsey case. They're going on and on about this touch DNA. And in the JonBenet Ramsey case, what that is a half of a skin cell, a microscopic half of a skin cell that's degraded. It didn't come from an intruder. It just makes me crazy. Touch DNA is fairly new. Now, rather than me trying to explain it, because I will babble on and make no sense, hopefully, Jared, you can explain touch DNA a little better than I can.
Well, I'm not a forensics expert, but we do deal in touch DNA quite a bit, especially with our system. Touch DNA is essentially any kind of cell that has sloughed off of your body basically because you touched it. And it can come from your skin or oils or sweat. You know, if you imagine putting your hand down onto a surface and, you leave a print there. Some of it is in the form of a fingerprint, but some of it comes from your palm. But you can also get the same kind of touch DNA if you rub your arm or your shoulder, bare skin, for example, against pretty much anything. And you are leaving DNA there. I can't remember the exact figure, but I know the body sloughs off millions and millions of cells every day. And so just walking into a room and rubbing up against a chair, you're leaving DNA there, and that would be considered touch DNA.
We're talking with Jared from MVAC. I would highly recommend you check out his website. It's very interesting. www.m-vac, that's V as in Victor, A-C, so www.m-vac.com. Okay, we're talking about touch DNA and how this new this new instrument, this new vacuum that you've developed, or you and your partners have developed, can help with the touch DNA. But let me ask you something. Coming from somebody who likes to pretend that they're a detective here, that would be me. Couldn't the touch DNA lead to false accusations? Just because somebody's skin cell is in a room doesn't mean it was put there when the crime took place, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where the good investigation work has to come in. You know, the detectives have to determine if they do detect somebody's DNA in a room or at a crime scene or even off a piece of evidence. That's just part of the story. Then the detectives and the other investigators have to determine how did it get there and when did it get there. And if the suspect or the person wasn't anywhere near the area at the time the crime was committed, then obviously they should exonerate that person and eliminate them as a suspect. But this is all where all the good police work has to come into play.
Exactly.
So our tool is primarily to collect a good DNA sample so that the lab can generate a DNA profile and, well, if there's a primary suspect, be able to identify that person and then turn that over to the police, and then that fits as part of the story. But you're absolutely right. DNA just standing by itself, I don't think would or should ever convict a person from a crime, just if that's the only piece of evidence that they have.
Right, because you can't age DNA. You can't tell how old it is. Now, you have an interesting case I want you to tell us about. It's the Crystal Veselinovic case. Tell us about Crystal's case and how your product was involved with this. Your vaccine.
Sure. Crystal Veselinovic, and you can go on Google and Google, put in things like DNA and rock and Wasatch County, and there's all sorts of news articles on it, or even Forensics Vacuum, and you can see some of the local Salt Lake City newspapers wrote about this story. It's an amazing story. It's tragic at the same time, because Crystal Veselinovic was a 17-year-old. She was in the Salt Lake area, which is where we're at. And this is back in 1995. So remember, in 1995, especially in terms of DNA, it is just coming on the scene. So DNA technology really isn't very developed at this time. So in 1995, Crystal is in Salt Lake City. Somehow she ends up in Midway, Utah, which is about 40 miles southeast of Salt Lake City,
mm-hmm.
and she ends up being murdered up next to the Provo River in the Midway, Utah area. The police found a rock, which was obviously her blood is on one side of it, so they determined that the rock was the murder weapon, and that was used to bludgeon Crystal to death, and her body was left there by the Provo River. The Wasatch County deputy sheriff that responded to it was a gentleman named Todd Bonner. Now, with only that level of evidence and really no suspect to even go on, the case quickly became cold, and so they just ran out of leads. And for 18 years, that case, they'd looked at it periodically throughout it, but they weren't able to generate any more leads or go any further with it, so it was a cold case for 18 years. So imagine this rock is sitting in an evidence room for 18 years. Fast forward to last summer. By then, the lab processes and touch DNA has come to the point where they suspect that they might be able to get enough DNA off of the rock. A DNA material is basically what it's called, if you think of skin cells.
Mm-hmm.
So they think they can get enough DNA material off the rock and get it into the lab machinery, which is sensitive to an amazing point. So they try to swab, and which is kind of a, if you think of a Q-tip, it's a sterile swab,
mm-hmm.
And they work it through the lab, and they can't get anything. They come back behind that and use an MVAC system on that same rock, and they got a full DNA profile.
Wow.
They tracked the guy down because his profile is in the DNA database, the CODIS database. They find him in Florida. They go down there, and they arrest him, and now he's sitting in a jail cell waiting for trial.
I remember the case. You and I are both from Salt Lake City. I remember that case very well. I had no idea the MVAC was involved with that. Let's talk a little bit about how you created this. I mean, how are you sitting around one day and went, ha-ha, I can develop a vacuum that sucks up DNA but yet doesn't harm a crime scene. I mean, what in the world? How did this happen?
Well, this is one of my favorite parts when I'm telling the MVAC story. I wish I could say that I was the smart guy that came up with this, but unfortunately, I wasn't. But fortunately, it was my father that invented the system.
Oh, great.
And
okay.
He was an inventor. He was a scientist. He had a PhD in microbiology and animal sciences.
Smart guy.
And very, very intuitive, and he realized that of the whole detection process, and not necessarily just DNA detection, but also E. coli and Salmonella and anthrax and pretty much any kind of microscopic particle, on the front end, they have literally it's mostly physical methods of collecting.
Mm-hmm.
The swab, or there's a taping method. If it's a fabric, they can cut a piece of it out. and try to get the material off that way. But very mechanical means on the front end, but they're limited. So, and mostly limited in, especially on poor surfaces, getting down into the cracks and crevices where those small microscopic particles, skin cells or like I said, salmonella or E. coli, any kind of a microscopic particle down into those cracks and crevices. Well, you can have a $1 million machine on the back end, but if it's only a $2 swab on the front end, then, you know, it's the garbage in, garbage out theory. You have to have a good sample going in. And that was what he came up with. And he originally identified this after the E. coli outbreak in 1993. So now you fast forward to where we are here. And a couple of years ago, we realized that the same concept exists for DNA material and collecting, DNA from, again, the touch DNA, especially a difficult one, but blood or saliva, whatever biological what you're looking for, then it's all the same concept. You have to apply enough force and enough of those physical properties onto the surface to get down into the cracks and crevices and pull up that DNA material, and that's what the MVAC does.
Is the MVAC, can anybody buy an MVAC?
I'm sorry?
Can anyone buy an MVAC from you?
Sure.
Okay.
We have police agencies here in Utah that have purchased it. There's other agencies around the U.S. and internationally they're even starting to buy it. In fact, talking with your, listening to your last guest and the case over there in South Africa. South Africa is actually one of our first international customers. So,
fantastic. Can you give me a price range? Because I'm going to ask for this for a stocking stuffer, I think.
Well, the system's $15,000, and then there's a consumable price on per piece of evidence. So,
I just had to pick my heart up off the floor. Although, it's worth it because the last thing you want to do is mess up any sort of investigation and have an innocent person go to prison. That's why you get what you pay for, and if you pay for something really good, it's going to do the job correctly. How long have you been in business?
We've been in business a while, but we've only been focused on forensics for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, back to the cost of the system, DNA collection is only a part of the entire case, and I've heard from different people that if you track the cost of a homicide all the way from cordoning off the area and securing.
You know what, Jared? I am so sorry. We only have a few seconds left. I do apologize. Let me give you the website www.m-vac.com. Jared, we'll have you on again. We'll talk all DNA and vacuums, and we'll put it all together, okay? Thanks,
okay,
Jared.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye. Trisha's True Crime Radio on the iHeartRadio Network. We'll be back next week. Now, don't do anything that gets you in trouble. Then I have to have you on my show, okay? Bye-bye.